You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, The Spectator, and The Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. It's 844-500-4242. Most importantly, thank you for starting your week off with us and starting it off right. We've got tons of sound to get to. Stories, I just keep jotting them down, trying to remind myself to pull this, pull that, because every Chiron I see is more ludicrous than the next. But we are going to start with just a little recap of the weekend. So Trump had a rally this weekend in Waco, and he addressed everything that you would expect, from Alvin Bragg to Joe Biden to Ron DeSantis. And after the rally, he was on the plane with reporters, and he told said journalists that he thinks Alvin Bragg is going to drop the case. And so that's what I want to cover here first. Do you think Trump is right? That's the question for the listeners on this Monday afternoon. The number is 844-500-4242. Now, Trump didn't share any evidence that he might have of, you know, reasons to believe that Alvin Bragg is going to drop the case. Maybe it's just a gut feeling. And it's not a bad guess, especially in light of all of the evidence that suddenly came to light last week about Michael Cohen, about the hush money, where it came from, who was involved, and all of that evidence, that mountain of evidence that, again, just poof, appeared, much to the chagrin of the grand jury and Alvin Bragg. All of that essentially, it didn't just, you know, we keep using the expression like with threw a wrench in the case. This was multiple wrenches. This case was essentially dismantled by the evidence. And it was a weak case to begin with. It was a trumped up nothing burger to begin with. But then when you throw in evidence that runs contrary to the entire premise of this case, really does not look good for Alvin Bragg. Now, as far as we know, grand jury is reconvening today, and even though DJT thinks they're going to drop this, my money, and this is why, you know, I like to hear from the callers, because my mind has been changed before, but my money is on Trump still getting indicted. And I keep going back to my celebrity bride theory, my Kim Kardashian, Chris Humphries theory, which is they're in too deep. You know, too much has gone into this. We paid too much, too many asses in the seats who are waiting for something to happen. And Bragg cannot get cold feet at this point. Now, over the weekend, Trump's lawyer, who I have to say, Jared, and you pulled this out, so I don't know if you'd agree with me, very impressed with this lawyer. He's very well-spoken, and he goes into the lion's den with Chuck Todd, with, I think it was Ari Melber at one point, but he doesn't shy away from a fight.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't pull a ton of sound, but he knows exactly what's going on. He's concise. He's right there. And he's not afraid of these quote-unquote journalists.
Nor should he be. Yeah, but I'm glad you brought that up, because I always feel like it's one thing not to be afraid of these journalists, but you have to know how they operate. Nothing irks me more than when someone goes on Morning Joe or sits down with Scott Pelley or Leslie Stahl or, you know, Ali Velshi or whoever it might be. And even if they have good points, they're not able to navigate the landscape. Because the landscape, you're going to be stepping on grenades everywhere you go. The landscape is not fair. These people don't play fair. They play dirty. And so I like people like Trump's lawyer, Joe Tacopina, who knows exactly how to operate. And he actually knows how to kind of bulldoze the person asking him the questions, which I think is important. So he sat down, and I want to point this out because I got some grief, which has been very frequent, and that's wonderful. I encourage it, especially if you could get it in before, 4:20 today. That would be great, before hate mail. But I got some grief for criticizing Trump, putting up that Truth Social with Trump with the baseball bat and Alvin Bragg. And I just wanted to point out that even Trump's own lawyer, who does a great job defending him, when he was on with Chuck Todd, he even admitted that it was ill-advised. And he also blamed it on a social media person. That's what he called it. He said one of Trump's social media people put it out there. Then they deleted it. And I point this out when it's Democrats, so I'm going to point it out when it's Republicans. It's always the staffer who gets chucked under the bus. And I don't mind it, Jared. I really don't. I think it's an easy out for people to say, oh, it was one of the, you know, it was one of the minions. Somebody got overexcited. But again, this kind of goes back to, and this stuff happens all the time, even in the excuse of it was a social media person who put out that post, my follow-up would be, what happened to that social media person? Because Trump's got a record at this point of hiring bad people, so he should let us know, oh, that person got the axe. That person got... And I really don't know. I was going to make that the poll question too, because I don't know if I believe that Trump lets anybody else truth for him.
I think the only person that truths for him is either Siri or whatever virtual talk-to-text assistant
he
has. Yeah,
I don't think he's handing that over.
Yeah, that's the only in-between.
And I wouldn't even blame him for that, because I feel the same way. Like, I don't like, I don't really like giving anyone saying, oh, hey, can you tweet this out for me, unless I'm doing it myself. Because if there's an error, if there's a typo, you get frustrated. You're better off just controlling it yourself. But I just pointed it out because lately it seems like no criticism of Trump is welcome in the Republican Party and the GOP. Everyone's telling me, we can't afford it. We can't afford to gang up on him. And just thought it was noteworthy that even his own lawyer said he was stepping in it with that post. Just correcting the record. That's all. And another thing I want to discuss here, since we're talking about Trump and Alvin Bragg and this whole case, this sham of a mockery of a sham, is that I saw a lot of Republicans reposting stories about how even Andrew Cuomo is bashing the case against Donald Trump. And maybe I'll save this for when we come back, but this is a note to anyone who found themselves, who was even tempted to say, oh, look, even Andrew Cuomo, don't use him in anything. Republicans, do not go near this dude with a 10-foot pole. Okay? Pretend that you're
a 10-foot Q-tip.
Yeah, pretend you're the girl on the cover of the New York Post who he's going to put his two big hands around your face. That's how we should all be around Andrew Cuomo. Be very weary of using this guy as some sort of, see, looky here. We must be in the right. And by the way, we are. When it comes to Alvin Bragg, this has been my point the entire time. We have the momentum here. Trump has the momentum. Trump is in the right. This is the weaponization of the Justice Department. This is the weaponization of our legal institutions to bring down a political opponent they do not like. So he has that. We do not need Andrew Cuomo. I don't want Andrew Cuomo to be part of the stack of reasons why Republicans are right here. No, we're right because they don't have a case. Not because the Love Gov shows up and says something on a radio show.
Oh, Danny boy.
I will not sing it for you, Andrew. But this is exactly what Cuomo wants. You know, I'm just going to talk about it right now, because whenever I talk about Cuomo, and it's been a long time, but this is exactly the kind of stuff that Cuomo wants to happen.
Tulips, yes.
He just wants to come back in. And he's used this before. Remember when he first got the boot and he was like, oh, this is cancel culture, because he thought that would play well with the Republicans. Look it. Now they're canceling me. Guys, anyone? Anyone? When he finally got held accountable for being a sleazebag bully, he thinks he can lean, oh, I'll just throw out buzzwords like cancel culture, witch hunt, and that will get the Republicans on my side. How about no, it won't. You're not going to get a second career as like a Democrat who saw the light and came to the GOP. No, 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 no. We don't want you. We do not want you. You can keep your defense of Trump. You can keep your hot takes and just stay away. Trump doesn't need your help. Republicans don't need your help. This guy was responsible for the death of thousands of people in nursing homes. He's a handsy, creep, fake tough guy. And he's just looking for an in. He'll do anything to get back into power in some way. So just like he had no problem bashing Trump and Republicans and pro-lifers and Second Amendment supporters when he was the governor of New York, now he has no issue criticizing the left if it means it will like soften the soil on the right and maybe he'll get our version of strange new respect. And I'm here to tell you right now, I don't like it. The same way I didn't like when Jon Stewart, the comedian, finally mentioned that the coronavirus started in the Wuhan lab and we were all supposed to go, oh, wow, even Jon Stewart, good for him. Good for him finally saying something we all agree with. No, our response should be,
good for you.
Yeah, our response should be too late. Thanks for nothing. No, it took a lot of courage now, 2 years later, you wimp. But instead we fall for this thing where I don't know if we want to be liked or we want, it really is our version of strange new respect. Even Andrew Cuomo agrees with us. Don't use that. We've got plenty of ammo here. Do not use Andrew Cuomo. He should be in no man's land. He should be wanted by neither party. He should just be floating all by himself.
Legoland.
844-500-4242. We have so much to get to, but I'm starting with this Alvin Bragg thing. If you have any theories, if I missed anything that broke over the weekend and you want to comment on it, the lines are open. 844-500-4242. Other stories. We've got a fraudster, a Native American, another fake Native American fraudster in the news. We also have another Democrat. Watch out, Jamal Bowman, another Democrat who is taking up for TikTok, defending the social media app. And lastly, and this one I think is really going to excite people, especially, you know, it's the season of Lent. Nancy Pelosi recently revealed at Georgetown that she always had dreams of becoming a priest. And that is something that I think we should definitely spend some time discussing.
The lust for power just never stops.
You know what this reminded me of? Hillary Clinton saying like, oh, I wanted to be an astronaut. But it's even crazier. The woman who is pro-abortion is now telling us that at one point she really wanted to become a priest. Sure. Sure, Jan. We'll cover all of this. We'll take your calls. 844-500-4242. Do not go anywhere. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. This is the Grace Curley Show.
I don't understand why Bragg is putting such emphasis on this case. A person breaks the law. I get it. But on the state side, this is a misdemeanor case. It's really a federal case because he needs it to be a campaign finance fraud case, which is a federal case. And that's what Bragg is going to have to do to get a felony out of this.
Okay, LoveGov, we've had enough. We've had enough out of you. We don't care. We don't care about your POV on the Bragg situation. We just want you to leave us alone. Hey, you know what, Andrew Cuomo? This is something that really irks me nowadays, Jared, is people forget so quickly. Everybody's memories, my own, I'm a victim of this as well. But everyone's memories are like goldfish. And so someone who just a few months ago we were all remarking was just one of the worst people going now says one thing semi-coherently that makes sense. And we all start going, oh, look at that.
Hey, paisanos!
He it's Cuomo actually said something I kind of... No, no, no. Do not give him that satisfaction. He is a loser. He does not deserve it. And I've got a tip for Andrew Cuomo. Why don't you spend your time, instead of going on these radio shows and talking about Alvin Bragg... And by the way, he'd be totally supportive of this if he were still the governor. Why don't you spend your time focusing on something that I'm sure is more near and dear to your heart? Focus on the politicians who want to change the name of the Mario Cuomo Bridge back to the Tappan Zee. Because I have a feeling that that's something that's going to ruffle your feathers. And trust me, Gov, I got my fingers crossed that it happens. My birthday's in May, and I'm already planning that is going to be my birthday wish when I blow out my candles. Bring back the Tappan Zee, just to spite you, Andy.
I listened to most of the interview that he just did. We pulled from on WABC on the Cats Roundtable. Didn't hear that come up in what I listened to.
Tappan Zee?
Didn't hear the Tappan Zee come up. I heard a bunch of other stuff about that, but didn't hear that come up. Maybe it was at the end. I missed it.
No. No, you probably didn't miss it. You know what it is, Jared? Didn't. Nobody asks the pressing questions of the day. You know, everybody's focused on the wrong thing. That's a question that should be answered. Today's poll question is also a question that you can answer at gracecurlyshow.com, and it's brought to you by JJ Manning Auctioneers. Whether residential, commercial, or land, JJ Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. Again, that's 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Do you think DA Alvin Bragg will drop the case against President Trump?
No, I think it's too late for that.
43% in the no category, 57% say yes.
That's still pretty close for the first hour. All right, on a very serious note here, Fox News has reports of school shooting in Nashville, Tennessee. We will keep you posted on this. Obviously praying that they were able to lower the temperature here and hopefully nobody was hurt, but really no information just yet. It's just a Fox News alert. So we'll keep you posted as we find out more reports of school shooting in Nashville, Tennessee. Another update for you on a different front here on the economic front is that Silicon Valley Bank has a new owner, and that would be First Citizens Bank Shares Incorporated. They bought large pieces of SVB, according to the FDIC. And I'm reading now from Red State, a move which moves them into the top 25 banks in the U.S. Well, lucky for First Citizens Bank Shares Incorporated, they get to take on all of these startups, all of these brilliant green, you know, Silicon Valley geniuses, and they can take that's fine. I hope it works out well for them. 844-500-4242. Hey, something we ask a lot on this show is, where in the world is Kamala Harris? And I was actually, and I don't want to do it just yet, Jared, but I was writing this weekend about Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and this is something I never thought was going to happen. I did not foresee Joe Biden being so bad that I, Grace Curley, would be writing a piece on a Saturday defending Kamala Harris. But politics makes strange bedfellows indeed. So that's where we're at. And I'm going to explain that to you when we come back, why I think Kamala Harris is getting an unfair shake here. And she is traveling, so we'll do Where in the World is Kamala Harris. Plus, John Kerry has high hopes that China and Russia will join in our fight to save the climate. Don't go anywhere.
Can I get out of here, please?
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. The AP is reporting that the suspect in a shooting at a private Christian school in Nashville on Monday is dead. There are, I believe, multiple fatalities, at least four dead, according to early reports. And parents are now being told how to pick up their children from school. But just a horrible, horrible story, and our prayers go out to all of the people involved in trying to help, and anyone who has kids there and anyone who knows any of these victims. It's just horrible. 844-500-4242, and unfortunately all too common. We will keep you posted on this as we find out more. I do want to talk a little bit here about John Kerry's recent interview regarding the climate. So John Kerry he's an optimistic guy, Jared. He gives people the benefit of the doubt. Because you might say to yourself, listen, when it comes to China, I'm not sure that they're as on board with the whole green energy thing as we are. Now, I'm getting the sense that maybe they're just telling us one thing, but they don't really believe it. You know, when you're talking to someone and everything you tell them, they're like, oh, yeah, you're on the money with that. And you think, when I leave here, you're probably going to talk about me and say that you don't agree with me. They're a little bit flip-floppery, I guess. And they're talking to the main flip-flopper. So John Kerry does an interview with Yahoo News, and he's talking about climate mandates. I would like to start at the top here with cut one, please.
The IRA is a package that in and of itself could get the 40%. But in addition to that, the president is issuing executive orders. There'll be changes on automobile, on light truck, heavy duty, a number of initiatives that are being taken by states, subnational, cities. They really kept us in the game, frankly, during the Trump administration when he pulled out of the agreement. But we 75% of the new electricity of the that came online during the Trump administration came from renewable resources. So we have a lot of other options, tools, if you will, in the toolkit besides the IRA.
The IRA being the Inflation Reduction Act. Now, I have a few questions here. And I know it always comes back to that same question with me, that only one journalist over the last couple of years, maybe two, have had the courage to ask John Kerry, which is, you know, you're focusing on the cars we're driving, the light trucks, the heavy trucks, the gas stoves. What about the PJs? What about the private planes? And to be fair, Jared, maybe there's not a point in asking that anymore because we know the answer, which is
it's the only choice for somebody like me.
And that's something that's hard to argue with. You know, he's honest about it. He reminds me of Gwyneth Paltrow. I was talking about Gwyneth Paltrow this weekend with my cousin, and I said, you know, as much as people give her grief, you got to respect that she's true to herself. Like, she gets up on the stand. You might think she'd try to act like a normal, average person. She doesn't. She has her giant thing of Pellegrino water. She's trying to give treats to the bail officers. And then she says, when asked how this whole thing affected her, I lost a half day of skiing at the resort I was at. That's John Kerry. Like, you get to a certain point of this upper crust society where you can't even pretend anymore. They're beyond Joe Biden. Joe Biden, at least, Jared, he can roll up his sleeves and take the tie off and bring a hoagie to some guys, and he can pretend that, hey, I'm one of you. But I almost prefer the people who can no longer do that because it's such a disconnect. So John Kerry sits here, and he's going to lecture us on trucks and cars and how we drive and how we eat and all these things that need to change. And, of course, he's jet-setting around the world. He's one of the world's biggest hypocrites. And beyond that, he just doesn't seem all that bright.
So let's not get silly here.
Because listen to what he had to say about China and India. This is cut two.
We have to work with China. We have to work with India. We even have to find a way, ultimately, if we can resolve the war in Ukraine, to work with Russia, because Russia is a huge emitter. And any one of these countries has an ability, if it doesn't move to change its energy base, to make it much harder for the rest of the world, if not impossible, to reach the goals we've set.
I was reading today at Red State, I think it was Joe Cunningham, but I could be wrong. No, it was Bob Hogue, another one of my favorites. And he was talking about this idea that John Kerry thinks we are going to work with Russia on all of these climate initiatives. And he said, it's hard for me to believe that Vladimir Putin wakes up wondering if he's not helping the U.S. reach the goals we've set. He doesn't strike me as the type of guy that much keeps him up at night, but especially not that. Like, oh, I hope John Kerry's not disappointed with me. we really have been outdoing our carbon footprint as of late. I got to get him on the phone. Maybe I'll send him a James Taylor CD. That ought to smooth things over.
You know, if my leaving the Donbas region lowers the Earth's temperature by a degree, you know what? I'm in on this.
Yeah, right. Maybe he could be persuaded.
He's on me, comrade.
Perhaps he could be persuaded. And perhaps John Kerry, who really does seem like a charismatic person, he could be the one to broker one of these deals. It worked out so well in Iran. Let's play cut three. Again, this is John Kerry. He thinks we can work with everybody on these climate issues because in John Kerry's mind, this is how delusional he is. He thinks that this matters as much to other people as it does to us. But what he doesn't understand, and Jared and I have had this conversation several times on this show, is that other places, they respect the hustle. Like, they respect the grift. They understand that Kerry is scamming the United States of America. And they have no issue with that. But they don't want to be involved. They're like, hey, you do you. You force everybody to get solar panels and drive around on tricycles. We will produce those tricycles and those solar panels. And we will get money off it. We'll keep up with our coal fire burning plants. And you keep doing your thing. And we're all going to make money. You know, everybody's going to be happy. But John Kerry, I really think he believes that deep down, everybody is motivated and moved by the climate like he is. This is cut three.
Now, China is the largest deployer of solar panels. In China, they have deployed far more renewable energy than we have or than Europe has. So, yes, they're behind and it's a problem. Coal is a problem. But that's why it's important. We work with China. We reach out to China. And that's what we're trying to do. And the president has tried very hard. Our president has tried hard to separate climate from the other issues that are real that we obviously have with China. But we can't get bogged down by that because this is a universally felt.
The way he said the other issues that are real.
Yeah, I didn't catch that the first time.
Almost makes it seem like the issue he's talking about isn't real.
It's important. We work with China. We reach out to China. And that's what we're trying to do. And the president has tried very hard. Our president has tried hard to separate climate from the other issues that are real that we obviously have with China.
Okay. Now I want to point something else out here because something else stuck out to me. He really wants us to all be impressed that China is producing so many solar panels. Again, why wouldn't they? If they can create a product and send it to us, and we're going to buy it from them, and they're going to make money off of it. It doesn't mean they're going to use them. It doesn't mean that they think they do anything. And by the way, don't solar panel crew out there listening. I love you guys. I know solar panels work. I'm just saying that this idea that solar panels are going to fix everything or that we all have to get solar panels on our roofs is a little bit ridiculous. So you don't have to call in and defend the SPs, okay? I understand. But what I'm saying is, does it really boggle his mind that China would be willing to produce a product and ship it over here? Kind of, Jared, I don't know if you've seen any of the made in China things that we have on our products. It's kind of, it tracks with them. It's kind of on brand for China.
There is a tangible record of, let's say, that business model.
Yeah.
If you will. And isn't it amazing that they can produce all these solar panels when they don't have an EPA to look after all the toxic harm they're doing and the people that are dying to get these things and producing these things?
Not to mention what happens here when our solar panels, when they're no longer useful and you have to dispose of them. That's a whole nother problem. But you know what? It kind of reminds me of TikTok. It's like we will ship something out. It doesn't mean in China that their population is consuming this or using this. In China, the kids there are getting served up totally different content on TikTok than the kids are here. In the same way that, yeah, they might produce a lot of solar panels and that can make John Kerry happy, but it doesn't mean they're going to stop producing coal-fired plants. In fact, they have plans to produce even more because they're not into this world of shooting yourself in the foot, and they're never going to be. Adam, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Adam.
Thanks, Grace. I just get so mad when people talk about climate change and all this. It used to be global warming. Now it's climate change. Well, guess what? The climate's always changing. That's just the way it is. But to politicize it like this and make everybody so afraid, and you have Russia, China, India doing whatever they want, and I'm not so, I don't even think that solar panels are the answer. It's so much work goes into digging those things out. And once they use to dispose them, what happens then? They're almost indisposable. You can't get rid of it. You can't, from what I know, Grace, you can't break it down and make something useful out of it. You can't. It's just not there. But the scam is these politicians. I mean, who was it, Al Gore? We should have been underwater by now, according to Al Gore.
Thank you, Adam. Yeah, there's been a lot of failed predictions.
And actually, it's funny, to what Adam was just talking about, at Dr. Lupis, L-U-P-I-S, on Twitter, just point today, in 1948, when Al Gore was born, Earth had 130,000 glaciers. Today, just 75 years later, only 130,000 glaciers remain.
No! No, the lummox must be devastated. I can't take people seriously who, like, and I guess it's nice for them, but they, someone like John Kerry, it just, what a lovely world you live in, where there's wars going on, and there's all of it. And let's just look at this country, okay? We have plenty of issues here. Our border's wide open. Crime is surging. The banks are going bust. And John Kerry just gets to sit there and talk about the solar panels and the light load trucks. It just, I'd like to be there for a day, you know? I'd like to just be in that headspace for a day.
And again, this is not some surreptitious dismissal of the climate change idea. Literally every single thing they have said would happen or that they have predicted has been wrong for 40 something years. Like, this isn't just, oh no, there's no climate. It's like, no, you have been wrong and or lying to us for 40 years.
Well, yeah,
we have a right to be skeptical of you.
But also I don't conflate the two, where you can't criticize the climate movement without being like anti-environment. Like, I'm not out here setting tires on fire. You know, I'm not throwing my McDonald's out the window. I do my part, but I'm not going to not live my life. I'm not going to not have children. I'm not going to walk around being like, oh my God, it does feel warmer. Dr. B was right. Because of John Kerry. Because guess what? He's not doing that. He's living his best life. He's living the life that people used to say, ooh, that looks nice, you know, flying around on private planes, eating at fancy places, buying expensive things, buying expensive homes on expensive islands next to expensive people. But now he gets to do all that, and I'm supposed to, you know, conserve any sort of waste that I use in a year inside of a mason jar and show everyone on TikTok, look at this, is all, this is the only, this is the only trash that I've used up in the last year. Do I get a prize? Do I get a gold star from John Kerry? Well, yeah, you will when he gets back from Davos, when he gets back from the private plane, you know, party. Then maybe he'll give you a nice tap on the head. 844-500-4242. And you know what else is happening? Is that Willow Project, which we've talked about on this show. Now I guess Joe Biden is trying to backpedal. Because what he tried to do was he tried to approve the Willow Project in Alaska while also saying, yeah, but we're going to ban any sort of drilling or anything like that on all of this other, on all this other land. And he thought he could kind of toss it up to the climate activists and say, yes, we're doing this, which you're mad about. We're doing a sensible thing for the country. And yes, you're going to be mad about it. But we're also doing this totally nonsensical thing that should make you happy. And what do I always tell Joe? Joe, no, but no one in this group of climate activists is going to compromise. They are not made happy by this tit for tat, like, oh, okay, here you go. You get this, I get that. That's not how things work. That's not how any of this works.
Blah, 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 blah.
844-500-4242. We'll be right back. We'll take your calls. Don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Thank you all so much for joining us today on this Monday afternoon. We are going to go to Paul. You are up next. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, Grace. I like your show. I was wondering, solar panels. I had invested $3,000 in a company in Marlboro. I won't mention the name, but they moved to China. And once they moved to China, whatever happened, they took over the patents and things. My stock went to zero. And so my $3,000 in solar panels is worthless and gone.
Thank you for the call, Paul. As far as these solar panels go with John Kerry, I mean, it's not just solar panels that he has on his mind. He also wants to, you know, change the way we drive and change the way we cook. And the sky is the limit. And like I mentioned, Joe Biden now is trying to backtrack on the Willow Project in Alaska because that really ticked off a lot of climate change activists. And we don't want more people throwing soup at paintings in museums. So we're really trying to kind of dull that roar for right now. But we will keep you posted on what ends up happening, because according to John Kerry, maybe China, maybe Russia, they're all going to sit down. And really, when you think about it, it's like we can't figure out, and I'm not saying it's an easy thing to figure out, finding peace between Ukraine and Russia. Like, you think that would be the number one priority right now. But according to John Kerry, even though Russia has invaded Ukraine and they've got all that going on, he has enough confidence in the climate change leaders here that we're going to be able to talk to Vlad about maybe emitting less carbon.
Come on, Vlad, this is important stuff, man.
Hey, Vlad, I know you got other things going on, but I think you should boost this up on your list. I mean, this has got to be top five priorities.
You know what helped you win this war? Solar panels.
It just sounds as ridiculous as it is. 844-500-4242. Very, very sad news out of Nashville today. 3 children killed. It's a small Catholic private school. I think it was an elementary school. And we're watching this. We're getting updates. The shooter is dead. And we will let you know more as we find out. When we come back, we're going to talk about Nancy Pelosi wanting to be a priest. So don't go anywhere.